Hello, my name is Dr. Latasha Schrader. I am a student advocate, school administrator, editor, and owner of Tempo Editing. I am pleased to welcome our guest, Dr. Ashley Roman Gregory, to the podcast. Dr. Ashley Roman Gregory is from New Iberia, Louisiana, and is a mother of three, two boys ages 17 and 13, and one girl age 12. She is also a stepmother of four, three boys ages 21, 18, 12, and one girl age 24. Dr. Gregory is a proud alum of Grambling State University. At GSU, she received two undergraduate degrees and a Master's of Public Administration and Public Management. She recently received a Doctor of Education in Educational Leadership from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Her dissertation is titled A Mixed Method Study Supporting African American Men in Navigating the Pathways to Upper Administrative Leadership Roles at Post-Secondary Institutions. Her study focused on the barriers and challenges Black men encounter when pursuing executive leadership roles in higher education, the pathways of Black men who have attained these leadership roles, identifying the methods and strategies Black men utilize to be successful in these roles, and what post-secondary institutions can do to assist these men in obtaining a career in higher education. The topic of her dissertation was derived from a conversation with her son. She asked, "Who are your male role models?" And they started naming sports figures, music, and entertainment artists. When she asked them to name a role model outside of the entertainment industry, they could only give her one name, Barack Obama. Her dissertation allows them to see Black men in ways other than what they see on TV, social media, and on the news. She always tells her sons, if you want people to remember you for something, let it be for your mind and not your athletic capabilities. Therefore, she wanted her sons to read and know about Black men who are making a difference in education, who are breaking barriers and stereotypes in higher education, and most importantly, she needed her sons to know that Black men do exist in this field. Let's get started. Dr. Gregory, when did you complete your dissertation?
I completed my final defense was July 2nd. And I graduated August 6th.
Congratulations, that's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you so much.
Which writing resources do you recommend for those currently writing their dissertation?
I used the Institution Library, which was, because of COVID, most of it came from online, online library. I also used some books that will refer to me.
Okay.
I also used journal articles and some dissertations that were also related to my dissertation topic.
Okay, cool. So, do you have any time management strategies
here? Oh, God. I would say, honestly, my time management was a little off with doing this dissertation because it was work, live, breathe. So I was always touching it. But I would suggest that just at least try to get an hour of writing in. If you have no other time, just squeeze in an hour a day. And that will help move the pages along. If you could just do 1 hour a day for 7 days, you know, wrote 7 pages in a week. So it'll move along real quick if you could just carve out that time.
Yeah, so basically create like a consistent writing schedule.
Yes, yeah. Create a writing schedule.
Yeah, and I found that, you know, it adds up, even if it's like, I would write like 90 minutes and 2 hours at a time. And it doesn't seem like very much time, and it goes by very quickly because you're so engrossed in your work. But you could accomplish a lot in that short amount of time.
Right. And then you start getting a groove. So it's like, oh, I just carved out 90, but I'm in a role. So you'll find yourself going another 90 minutes or,
right,
you know, another 2 hours. Also, I found that on the weekends, I got up really, really early before my kids got up on the weekends. And I was able to write in peace from like 5 in the morning to maybe 11 o'clock that morning. I was able to write in peace because they were asleep over the, you know, during the weekend. So
yeah,
I would suggest like find a peaceful time, whether it's in the early in the morning or late at night. Sometimes I would write when my kids were in bed. By 10 o'clock, they were in bed, and I was writing 1 or 2 hours at night when they were in bed.
Yeah, you definitely have to create a schedule that works for your family and lifestyle.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. What did you do to overcome writer's block?
I treated myself. So if there was a day where I wanted to write and I couldn't write, I was like, okay, I need to go outside and get some air. Let me walk around the yard, or let me just sit outside and enjoy the scenery. Or I love ice cream. So I would go and get me a little carton of ice cream and I would eat that. And I would just try to like relax my mind. And I felt like as I was relaxing, then ideas was flowing, like it was coming back. So if you don't, when you relax, it's not like you're forcing it and it'll just come to you.
Yeah. So sometimes you see like a little brain break or some self-care.
Some self-care and also a little distraction, like something that'll take your mind off it for a little while. Watching a funny movie or hanging out with friends or just getting away from the desk, from the paper, right, from the computer, just getting moving and finding something to distract you for a little while, so that you, when you do come back, you'll be able to focus on what's going on.
Right, absolutely. All right, describe your dissertation journey in one word, and why did you choose that word?
Overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
And I will choose that word because in 2020, life was just throwing curveballs at me left and right. And in the middle of handling life situations, like I got in a car accident in February, and then 3 weeks later I had to have surgery. And then I was taking care of my elderly grandmother. I just had a lot going on, and it was just overwhelming because the process, you know, it was there, but I felt like it was lingering over my head while I was trying to deal with some life issues. And seeing that I was getting behind on my dissertation process, I felt overwhelmed. Like I felt like I couldn't breathe because I always felt like I was playing catch up on things. But it was, life happened in 20, you know, and even when I got control of things that was going on in my life, the writing process, as I was getting closer to defending, it felt overwhelming. Like the deadlines got a little tighter, a little stricter. Yeah. And I felt like I just couldn't breathe and trying to manage everything because I had a hand in everything, you know. So yeah, it was a lot.
So I mean, the dissertation process alone is a lot. You had a whole lot of other factors impacting your process. So wow, congratulations for making it through. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
So I love books. I have to ask, are you reading anything right now? And if so, what?
So during my dissertation process, one of my participants recommend that I read Forget a Mentor, Find a Sponsor, The New Way to Fast Track Your Career. And I've been reading this book by Sylvia Hewlett. And it's a pretty good book. It's talk about why sponsorship is important when you're moving up in leadership roles.
Uh-huh.
Also working on, I have another book I love, Pastor Michael Todd. I'm reading Relationship Goals. I started and I stopped, so I'm picking it up again and trying to finish that.
What was the name of it again?
Relationship Goals.
Oh, okay.
By Pastor Michael Todd.
Okay.
And there's another one I just ordered. It's called How to Deal with Conflict Without Offending Anyone. So I'm waiting for that book to come in as well.
That sounds like an interesting one, something I would be interested in.
Yes. So just the title alone is like, let me read this.
That sounds good. So, Dr. Gregory, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to share about your experience with academic writing?
I would say go at your own pace.
Absolutely.
You're not in a race with anyone else. This is your journey. You define what it looked like, what it feels like, and how you want to move through the process. So you have control over it. I will also suggest that take time for yourself. You know, it is a process. It is a overwhelming process because it's a lot to do, but just trust your advisors, trust your mentors, and just go with the flow.
Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. We all know time is priceless. Information about my editing services can be found at tempoediting.com. That's TEMPOediting.com. Last, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow and share it with a fellow scholar.